It's Morning Edition on NHPR. The first 4 days of the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have been filled with emotional testimony from family members of those killed and survivors who suffered devastating injuries. Nashua resident Karen Broussard is among those who have been watching in the courtroom. She suffered serious injuries to her legs while watching the marathon near the finish line. Her husband and daughter were also injured. She's been traveling to Boston as often as she can to be there for the trial, and she joins us now on her way to Boston for the fifth day of testimony. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, first, how are you and your family doing as far as recovering from the injuries you sustained?
We're doing well physically. We're certainly much better. We still have lingering issues, but nothing that keeps us from doing the things we want to do, which is very fortunate. And obviously, this all coming up again is kind of rebooting a little bit of the emotion, but we're doing well. We're doing well.
Yeah, it's been heart-wrenching testimony in the first few days, you know, describing the bombings and the aftermath. How hard has it been to relive that day?
It's very, very tough. In fact, we were all talking yesterday about how it felt like we had worked 16-hour days. It just is so emotionally draining to watch people suffer through that again. But it's much easier because we have each other. So many of the survivors are there, and they're there to support each other and help each other through it. So it's been, you know, it's been a nice camaraderie with all of us sitting out there watching and waiting.
Is that why it's important for you to be there?
Very. Yeah, that and because I want everyone to know that we are strong and we're back, and, you know, this is not going to keep us down, and we have a voice here. We are anxious to find out how things are going to ultimately work out.
Were you asked to testify?
I was not. However, one of the young ladies that was with us did testify, Sydney Corcoran. And that was pretty tough to see her relive that. But they've all been so amazingly strong. It's just been that in itself is overwhelming. To watch them hold themselves so together while facing him is amazing. It helps us.
Can I ask you, and I don't want you to betray any confidences here, but I just want to ask you to kind of set the scene and what maybe you do talk about with the other survivors.
Basically, we just kind of are there to support each other. You know, at certain times, someone in the group will be a little bit overwhelmed, and we'll be there to kind of talk them through it. You know, we talk about his obvious lack of interest in the entire proceeding. Something that concerns me is whether or not he's getting any pleasure out of hearing all of the devastation and the pain that he caused, because he doesn't appear to care a whole lot about any of this process.
Tsarnaev is just not showing any emotion at all.
None.
Now, he's admitted his role in the bombing. The question now is a matter of sentence. Do you feel that he should be put to death?
I do. It was a long struggle for me to get there. I really struggled with the idea of having to do that, but I ultimately have gotten to the point where I believe it's just. And the reason it took me so long and the reason it was very difficult is because I didn't want to make the decision out of anger or out of vengeance, because I knew that when time passed, I would be left with whatever the result was of what I said. I don't think that it's fair that he gets to visit with family and read a book and have joy, you know, when he took so much away from the Campbells and the Martins and Lindsay Lucefield family. They don't get that joy anymore. And he knew what he was doing. He did it knowing what the consequence was going to be. And I think that that is the just thing to do now.
The trial is expected to take several months. Do you think you'll be there for much of it?
I do. Certainly life has to happen outside of this. So there will definitely be times that I'm not going to be here, but I hope to be here as often as possible.
Nashua resident Karen Broussard, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.